right. Well, usually we've got a certain music that we go underneath here for first thoughts of the best 5 minutes of the day. But it's the Batman theme song today. Why? Because this is the day that Batman, the TV series, debuted on ABC, Jason Kanz, way back in 1966. You weren't quite with us yet, were you?
No, I was about 6 years out yet before this. So
I was two.
Although I have watched it.
Yeah, you know, it's classic television. There's about we actually, many years ago, like, ordered all the episodes. There's like 120. And if in Happy Days they jump the shark when Fonzie is surfing, and there's actually near the end of the Batman series where Batman and Joker have like a surfing contest. And that's where you kind of know, well, the writers were tired, right? That's where they kind of...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think in the Dark Knight series you see Batman surfing at all, so...
Maybe surfing the internet these days.
And you know, it raises a question, though. There's been so many Batmans. Who are people's favorite Batman? Character who played? So.
That's right. I'm trying to remember on the TV series, Adam West, right? And so
right?
But that's kind of the baby boomer Batman because he's got kind of the gut there. And
yep.
So and the kapow and bang and all that. Do you have a favorite one?
I really like Christian Bale. I love the Dark Knight series. You know, I think a lot of people I've heard say Michael Keaton was the one that they really liked, but I really liked Christian Bale's Batman. So.
Yeah, the movie Batman Begins, that was the first of that series. For whatever reason, that one particularly, I liked it. Yeah, Christian Bale, his voice is very different in that. So, Michael Keaton, I'd probably give Michael Keaton a little bit of an edge, but I like the Batman Begins movie. All right, well... It is a Tuesday morning. We got a little snow in the forecast, maybe for Thursday. Talking about maybe 1 to 2 inches. And so, again, kind of easing into this winter thing, you know?
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not today because it's a Tuesday. Normally, I expect snow or bad weather on Tuesdays. So.
Because you go to Rice Lake.
Because I go to Rice Lake, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that it's not until Thursday that it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could probably use a devotion from Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. It's your book with devotionals that stretches from John 13 through 17. Remind us again why you wrote on these chapters.
Yeah, so the John 13 to 17 is what's often known as the Upper Room Discourse. And so this is Jesus' last conversation with his disciples before he goes to the cross. And it's actually the longest recorded conversation of Jesus with his disciples in all of the Gospels. And I think it makes up about one-fifth of John's Gospel, just this conversation of a couple of hours. And so I think it's really important for us to meditate on, okay, what did Jesus think was important to say to the disciples, you know, before he was going to the cross? And so I spent quite a bit of time walking through these chapters and meditating on them. John 17 remains my favorite chapter in Scripture.
Well, we have that to look forward to yet, your devotions on John. But John 15:11 today, right?
Right, John 15:11. So the verse says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." So I wrote, don't disconnect Jesus' words in this verse from his relationship with his friends as if he were delivering a sermon. He wasn't going through a message outline. I suspect he was responding to their reactions. Did he see something in their faces that suggested that they were afraid or downcast? He did not want them to feel fearful or condemned, but full of joy. What had he said that would lead to joy? He told them that he was with them and he would never leave them alone. He said that he would give them his peace and love, indeed his very spirit. When we begin to grasp the fullness of his promises, they fill us with a sense of joy and contentedness, completeness, fulfillment, and often happiness. Will we choose today to live into the fullness of joy that Jesus provides? So, you know, again, I think in the world we're living in, I needed to read this today as much as hopefully anybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that I have been feeling a lack of contentedness, a real unrest. And so I think for me to be reminded of Jesus' words is a good thing.
Absolutely. Why don't you close us out with the prayer then?
Sure. The prayer briefly, it says, Jesus, you promise joy, but I confess that I rarely feel its fullness. Fan the flame of your joy in my soul so that I might radiate your beauty to all who see me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hey, a little bit of fun before we let you go, and I should have started with this on the front end, but our question on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, and we welcome listeners on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Just for fun, if you were to die by your last minor injury, what would be the cause of your demise? You got anything?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it would be by burning by a hot pan.
Hmm. Ouch.
Yeah, I had a good blister on my finger for the last week. So.
Okay. Well, may you recover, and I'm glad you didn't die. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, there's our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Yeah, get a copy of his book, Notes from the Upper Room. You can get the book. There's the devotions. Again, learn more about his writings, jasoncans.com. Kapow, bang, wham, whatever it might have been. It went on the TV screen, a bunch of years ago today. What, 55 years ago today, the Batman TV series debuting on ABC. And I think it was consecutive nights, Caleb. It would be, and they'd have so many cliffhangers, and they'd leave you, and then you'd come back.
Same bat time.
Exactly.
Same bat channel.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. I didn't get to experience that as a kid,
yeah.
But I love MeTV, especially considering some of the trash that's on these days, too.
Yeah.
I love seeing some of these nostalgic ones, and it still holds true. I know it's campy. It's a little corny,
yeah.
But my kids enjoy it.
Cooper
loves superhero stuff. And I have to say, as a dad getting toward middle age here, I appreciate the courage of Adam West to have a little bit of a dad bod in those tights.
Absolutely. Also, our question of the day, just for fun, if you were to die by your last minor injury, what would be the cause of your demise? And I think the latest is Marissa says death by twisted ankle.
Oh, ow.
So let us know, 396-1670 WWIB.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
All right, our question of the day up on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. And please weigh in on the listener line at 396-1670. It's kind of interesting the way it's just for fun if you were to die, right? But it says just for fun.
Just for fun.
To die by your last minor injury, and I'm thinking like stepped on a Lego, what would be the cause of your demise? And we've got some interesting responses.
Yes, yeah, some comments from the internet, some from you on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page as well. So again, if your last minor injury actually was the cause of your demise, being playfully attacked by my cat.
Yeah. Christy says, cuticle sliced open on parchment paper cutter.
Ouch. No fun. How about this? A pizza cutter dropped on my foot. That was the end of me.
There you go. Yeah, the crazy things that can happen in the kitchen, right? Jessica on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page says, death by stubbed toe. Ouch.
What about death by bathing my cats? Mm. I could see how that could be fatal.
Mm, I'll tell you. Heather in Cadet says, burn from the oven rack.
No fun. If your last minor injury actually was the cause of your demise, just for fun, let us know, what would it be? Peeling an orange, this one from the interwebs. Mm.
Elizabeth, think I got a cut from cardboard.
Cheese grater, trying to peel a potato with it. Got a cut.
Yeah, it can happen. Hey, Bethany says, a bruise I don't know where I got from. Probably a dog thumping its tail on my leg.
Tongue's firmly in cheek here, but how about this one? If your last minor injury actually killed you instead, what would you have died doing? This one from the internet. Biting the inside of my cheek while chewing gum. That is the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the inside of your cheek is so sensitive. Ow, ow, ow.
Chewing gum or else, yeah, you're eating something and you, like, bite your tongue or something. Angie says, sleeping wrong. I got a crick in my neck.
How about these ones coming in on the WIB listener line? We'd love yours at 715-396-1670. Here's one that says, I was cleaning fish Sunday evening, and a fin from a bluegill sliced my thumb, and it was bleeding for about 10 minutes. That would have been the cause of their undoing. And Sarah from Fall Creek, she says, yeah, my minor injury, paper cut, ironically, by Band-Aid wrapper.
And Marissa closes us out on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, death by twisted ankle.
Well, we've been asking on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page and our listener line. You can text us at 715-396-1670. Just for fun, if you were to pass away from your last minor injury, seemingly insignificant, if that was the cause of your demise, what would you die from? And we heard from Jackie in Eau Claire, actually from Chloe, and she says, yeah, my mom's fingernail got bent backwards while we were sledding when she fell off the sled. Mm. Ouch.
Yeah, ouch is right.
You can weigh in on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page or, again, shooting us a text at 396-1670 here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Well, leave it to the food makers out there. Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream Vermont Company, a lot of different unique flavors over the years. And now they've got, they're entering the pet food business.
So if your doggy needs desserts.
Yes. That's the thing. I thought we've got too many overweight pets in this country.
Arlo's looking a little bit more svelte these days as he's gotten on his diet.
Really?
I'm hoping to join him. But, yeah, after our what I thought was a 75-pound dog weighed in, tipped the scales at 92 pounds.
Yeah.
And the helpful vet said, hey, you got to stop feeding him a full bowl full of food.
Okay.
Put that pooch on a diet, and he's done pretty well. His eyes are a little sadder.
Yeah,
I can relate to that.
So
but,
probably
he's doing
no
well.
Ben and Jerry's doggy ice cream for him. The Vermont-based company is saying yesterday they're introducing a line of frozen dog treats. Their first foray into the pet food market. Doggy desserts sold in 4-ounce cups go on sale. Is this real? I guess it is. The treats come in two flavors, pumpkin with cookies and peanut butter with pretzels.
Those both sound delicious and expensive. Here's the thing, and I've seen this. You can weigh in as well on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. Does your dog like ice cream? Because we have not fed Arlo ice cream, but I've seen people like going through the drive-thru at a restaurant, getting, say, a 50-cent cone and then feeding it to their dogs. And I've seen that even with two dogs in the car where they'll let one lick it a little bit and then they keep it away from the bigger dog because he scarfs it down all in one bite. So they wait till the other dog has a turn.
Yeah.
I remember Ben and Jerry's. My mom and dad gave me some for a stocking stuffer for Christmas back when I was allowed to eat that.
I got to say, the peanut butter with pretzels, that does sound...
Honestly?
Like, I've never heard of that as an ice cream flavor, but that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It is also, as long as we touch on things, we'll get back to music here in a moment, but it is donut day. So I did throw it out. I don't think we got any response, but do you have a favorite donut?
Man, it's tough. It's tough to say. I mean, I love Honeymooners. I love Glazers. I love pretty much all donuts.
Yeah.
Things stuffed with, again... stuffed with frosting or even Bavarian cream.
My favorite donut is the one I'm eating, but otherwise I would say a Persian. It's called a Persian. They've had them. I've seen them at Quick Trip. They're very good. So having said that, around here at WWIB, the challenge that currently exists, Dave Stasek's birthday right yesterday. So there's candy out there. There's leftover brownies, and you come into the kitchen, and there's a bunch of cupcakes.
So I didn't notice that till I got back from the game last night.
Yeah.
And so, again, got back from Osseo pretty late, and I'm walking, filling up my water bottle in the break room, and I noticed these delicious cupcakes with about 2.5 inches of frosting. And you have to understand, in times when I wasn't trying to diet, I would not have eaten one of those, Alvo. I would have eaten two. Absolutely. I'm not kidding. I would have eaten one, probably did some other things, put the podcast up, and then come back and eat another one. Guaranteed. And I just ran like Joseph from Potiphar's wife because I was not going to even look at those things. Too much temptation.
I hear you. My deal in the past is you eat the first and you go, I got to try a second to find out, is it really that good?
The answer is yes.
All right, what do you got for me?
All right, we're playing Fact or Fiction here as I'm quizzing Halvo about, I don't know if this is common knowledge stuff or just life experience, but let's just dive right in. Each one of these, it's a true or false, it's a fact or a fiction. When redecorating, Mark, the biggest thing husbands and wives disagree on is price. Fact or fiction? When redecorating.
I'll say fact.
You'll say fact. Actually, fiction, it's color. It's the biggest thing they disagree on. It's funny because when my wife wants to paint something, I'm usually like, well, as long as we can get it from the oops pile at Menards, I'm good. As long as it doesn't cost much, paint it whatever color. Cheetos are naturally gray before they're given a bright orange artificial color. Fact or fiction?
Naturally gray.
Naturally gray.
I'm going to say that's true.
That is true. It is a fact, yes. Natural gray isn't usually something you hear in the hair color industry, but Cheetos, naturally gray. Not quite as appetizing. I like the Cheeto dust that's orange.
Yeah, and by the way, there is an actual word for the Cheeto dust. I thought that's where we were going to go. The Cheeto dust is
Cheetle, I think they call it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll still call it Cheeto dust. Hey, Texas has cities named China, Egypt, Holland, Scotland, and Earth. China, Texas, Egypt, Texas, Holland, Texas, Scotland, Texas, and Earth, Texas.
True,
is that fact or fiction?
Yeah, I'm going to say that Texas is a big state, and there's a lot of territory to name, and I'm going to say that's fact.
You are absolutely correct.
Two out of three
so far. In 1913, a Russian airplane became the first in the world to offer an onboard lavatory. Fact or fiction? 1913, Russian airplane first with an onboard toilet.
That seems really early. I'm going to say that's fiction.
No, actually, that is true. That's factual. Two more. All right.
Well, can you tell me, 1913?
1913, a Russian airplane. And again, that seems really early.
It does.
According to a study by a psychologist, adults are grumpiest in spring. Fact or fiction? Adults grumpiest in spring.
That's really hard to believe. So I'm trying to think. This is almost like Princess Bride type logic, right? Like, so I wouldn't think so because I would think you'd be happy. But I'm going to somehow try to outsmart that and say, yes, they're grumpiest in spring. So that's a fact. No, it's wrong?
It's wrong. Okay. It's actually winter, which we're right in the middle of.
I outsmarted myself there.
And right. Final fact or fiction question this morning. According to research from I don't know where, public restroom hand dryers are more hygienic than paper towels. Public restroom hand dryers more hygienic than paper towels, according to research somewhere. Is that fact or fiction?
I think that's fiction because I think they're somehow blowing the germs. So that is correct. All right.
That is correct as well. You did pretty well.
3 out of 6.
Not bad. Not bad. It's a good batting average, as we say.
Unfortunately, that's too close to school, I guess. So anyhow, because you got to get at least 60 or 70%. All right. Tough questions. All right.
They were not easy.
Yeah.
Not common knowledge.
A good tip from the Life Hacker people. If you're not sure how to connect with someone you've just met, and again, a huge deal is find commonalities, right? I mean, we both work in sales, you here at Wibwogo and me at One Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire. And so you look to find, oh, you know him or you're from there, right? So anything you can. But networking expert Robbie Samuels suggests that one of the things you do with a person you just met is pay them a compliment about any accessories they may be wearing.
Okay.
Now, it could be a jacket, some sunglasses, jewelry, or anything that you could consider peripheral gear. This kind of compliment acknowledges a choice that they made, something that they can control. You start off on good terms and you avoid being disrespectful or acknowledging something out of their control. So.
All right. So, best way to compliment someone you've just met, good things to say to someone you just met, according to networking expert Robbie Samuels, you could say something like, stylish glasses, very unique.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that tie has great color.
Thank you.
Your earrings are amazing.
Actually, I'm not wearing earrings.
I can see from the headphones.
These are just headphones. But yeah, so the question...
Does that feel disingenuous, though?
Right, I know, that's the thing. Well, that's why it's about sincerity, right?
Yeah.
It's about if you I think this should all be prefaced with, if you see something that you do like, to say that. Like, that's...
I think one of the most sincere compliments that you can give someone for the second time you meet them as well is remembering their name.
Oh, yeah,
and using it. And you've mentioned, again, that quote, too. I mean, again, the wonderful musical sound of your own name from someone else's lips, too. So, again, and that's something that I've tried to do because, yeah, maybe memory not quite as sharp as it used to be. But say when a new person visits our church, too, it's like, repeating it to myself in the car after church.
Yeah.
So the next time they come, if we're blessed to have them come back, it's, hey, it's Doug. Good to see you again.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that God's been working on me on is, hey, it's about others. It's about others. It's about others.
Don't they talk about mnemonic devices, kind of the memory skills and something you associate it with? Jerry Lucas was an NBA basketball player. He was amazing with his memory, and he used it with God's word, but also just amazing what he could memorize. So...
It's not just for kids. It may be a little bit more work for we as adults to memorize things, but yeah, put some scripture on a note card, and honestly, that's kind of how I work memorizing things these days, is just read it again and again and again and hope the Lord sticks as much as possible on the imprint of my heart and mind.
Well, yeah, and the whole name thing. I mean, that's where the Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People, he's like, somebody's name is the sweetest sound in the world to them, so... Keep that in mind. And as you converse with them, everybody's favorite subject is themselves as well, Dale teaches us.